Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal grand jury indicts former FBI Director James Comey on charges of making a false statement and obstruction of justice. He says in an online video,
"My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either."
The charges stem from testimony Comey gave about an investigation into ties between then-candidate Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. CBS's Jake Rosen.
The indictment was returned in the Eastern District of Virginia as the clock ticked down on a five-year statute of limitations for charges arising out of his September 2020 testimony to Congress, which was set to expire Tuesday, September 30th.
President Trump saying his Chinese counterpart approves, signs an executive order okaying a framework to keep TikTok operating under U.S. ownership. Vice President J.D. Vance.
This deal really does mean that Americans can use TikTok, but actually use it with more confidence than they had in the past, because their data is going to be secure and it's not going to be used as a propaganda weapon against our fellow citizens.
Cloud computing firm Oracle, led by CEO Larry Ellison, would provide security. Ellison's son, David, is the chairman and CEO of Paramount to Skydance Corporation, which is the parent company of CBS. A warning from the White House as a government shutdown looms. CBS's Erica Brown.
The Trump administration is threatening mass firings at federal agencies if the government shuts down next week. In a memo obtained by CBS News, the Office of Management and Budget directs agencies to use this opportunity to consider reduction in force notices for all employees in programs, projects, or activities that are set to run out of funding by October 1st with no other source of funding and do not align with the president's priorities.
Feds reveal more about the man they say shot at an ICE facility in Dallas, killing one detainee and wounding two others. Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says Joshua Yon, who took his own life, left behind evidence of a game plan and a vendetta against ICE.
One of these notes or papers, the sniper explicitly states, "Yes, it was just me." That statement appears to be correct at this point in the investigation.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of generals and admirals from around the world to a meeting in Virginia next week. The Pentagon has not provided any details. Retired General Wesley Clark.
He's got some important statements to make. He wants people to see him up close and look them in the eye and so forth, and assure them of his authority and that he knows what he's doing and, demand their support.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Churio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not so good at bats where he leaves his zone and chases down, especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns it.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The WAUK Text to Win contest, sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight, a light breeze out of the west, and morning lows of the upper 50s. Friday, we'll see a few clouds gathering. Otherwise, quite a bit of sunshine still. Highs of the mid-70s. Continued warm and dry heading into the weekend. It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, time for a little recombobulation with Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer joins us. I hope you will too.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examination? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540
You're
WAUK.
Listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also, that's a pen, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a really jam-packed show today.
Some would say super jam-packed.
Super jammed.
People are saying.
Many people are saying. Mm-hmm. Our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, Jim Santel, is going to be joining us after 9:35. There is so much to cover that we're not going to nearly have time to get into with him. So listen to his show on Saturday mornings across the network from 9 to 11. It's called Amicus, a law review. It is a great show. Jim Santel, going to be joining us after the 9:30 news, among the many, many things we're going to talk about. And we mentioned this just briefly yesterday. Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
InfoWars, who spread vicious, horrible lies about the families of the Sandy Hook victims. Mm-hmm. And Ed Martin, who's Alex Jones's good buddy.
Yeah.
Apparently was trying to go after an FBI agent who testified in the trial brought by the families of the victims against Alex Jones. It's unbelievable, this story. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. My eyes also on the story of the nomination for not attorney general, but
prosecutor.
Prosecutor. Jim Santel is what he is. He was a
former U.S. attorney.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There it is. A nomination for a U.S. attorney who just couldn't find any evidence. So he either quit or got fired. I don't know. No one will say for sure. But yeah, apparently 5 months of research brought a bupkis. But we'll talk more about that as well. It's just ridiculous. It's just redonk.
And
you lost.
And then the person the Trump administration put in to replace that guy who could not find evidence to bring against Tisha James in New York, she's never prosecuted a case. Never.
Then if she did...
Supremely qualified.
Jane, if she doesn't do well, you're up next. You'll be...
I volunteer.
There you go.
In hour number two, Representative Mark Pocan will be here. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the looming government shutdown next week.
Here we are again.
Yes, here we are again. And of course, the Republicans that control the House, the Senate, and the White House are blaming all the Democrats and are saying if this happens, it's the Democrats' fault.
Because, they're in power.
Uh-huh, no.
And also, I just want to point back to history, and I'll bring this up to Congressman Pocan, is that if you look back to all of the close to or shutdowns that have happened, they have always been blamed on Republicans.
You can go look through
even
history.
When Obama was president. Because the Republicans were in power. We'll talk more. I could talk about this for days because it's just perception. And the fact that get your house in order.
That'd be nice. Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan will be here for a sports update after 10:30 for a little audio sorbet. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the night shift edition. I encourage you to stay tuned for that. It is underway, my friends. The multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold.
Oh boy.
Contest.
What do I do?
You can't play.
No. Okay. I was being
You're a listener.
Hi, Jay. My name is Steve. I'm a listener of Civic Media. What do I need to do to both participate and enter?
Here's what you do, Steve.
Okay.
Get your phone.
Got it.
Open up the Civic Media app.
It's a Nokia brick from 1995.
You have to have the Civic Media app.
Okay. Got it.
Text in the word. You have until 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Text in the word bay.
Bay.
B-A-Y. Text in the word bay. Right now, that is the keyword for this hour, and that gets you in the running for our daily prize, which is $200 in cash and gold jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand prize to club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd, the noon game. We even throw in a gas card so you can get to and from. It is. It's a great prize package worth $1,550. But
yeah,
you have to enter, and you have to enter with the word bay, B-A-Y. And you can only enter on the Civic Media app. Every once in a while, I see a little emails come in, a few emails come in.
Yeah.
With the word, that's not how you enter.
Can't call it, can't email it, can't traditionally text it, can't put it in the live chat, live stream chat.
Unfortunately,
my cousin,
no.
Debbie. And get the Civic Media, because honestly, folks, the Civic Media app, it's not just for entering the contest. It's just great to have, because you can catch up on news from your region, from your area. You can customize it to get you what you want to see. Also, you can pick your favorite channels, and let's say you want to listen to the radio, the Request-a-thon on Max 99.7 happening in Baraboo right now. But I live in southeastern Wisconsin. I can't listen.
We can.
On my radio.
Nope.
But I can get the Civic Media app, and I can listen to it right now on my phone. And I could do that if I lived in Texas, Australia.
Anywhere.
East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yeah, especially East Brunswick, New Jersey.
So, yeah, the Civic Media app is just great. Get it, download it, make it part of your life, and enter. The word is bay, as in Montego, or watch.
B-A-Y is the word. You have until 10 o'clock only. In previous iterations of this contest, you've had the entire show, but we have so many chances for you to win now.
Mm-hmm.
It is restricted to an hour. Yeah. So you have until 10 o'clock to text in the word bay, B-A-Y, and then you're entered. You can enter 7 times a day.
Yes, you can.
So it starts with Pat Kreitlow, mornings with Pat Kreitlow in the 7 o'clock hour, then our show from 9 to 10. Tom Hartman, you get 2 shots, 11 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock hour, and then join Todd this afternoon in the 3 p.m. hour, Maggie Dawn at 5 p.m., Peach Schwabba, Nightlight Baby.
Welcome to the game, buddy.
Exactly, 7 o'clock hour with Pete, so you have 7 chances every day, lots of opportunities to be a winner. Again, either to pick up one of those daily prizes, $200 in cash and gold jewelry, and then the grand prize, tickets to see Green Bay, Minnesota indoor club level seats for November 23rd, and a gas card, too. It is. It's a great package. So text in the word bay, B-A-Y, and good luck. We're going to talk prices. Grocery prices.
Oh, they're going down. They're just plummeting, folks.
If you listen to anyone from the Trump administration, life has never been better. Because everything is coming down, unless, I don't know, you actually go to grocery stores?
I do.
I went yesterday.
Yeah.
I bought a pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
It was almost $9.
How much was it, say, like,
it was about,
how much was it during the first Trump administration? That's even 4 or 5 years ago.
That's too long ago.
Okay.
I would say even last year, it was closer to 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you seeing higher prices when you go shopping? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Maya Pandy with the byline, has an article about it that says grocery prices are ticking up across the Midwest. Nationwide, food prices at grocery stores rose by 0.6% from July to August. That is the largest monthly rate increase for groceries since October of 2022.
I think that, you know, another question I'd like to ask people out there, because we've discussed this topic here and there, is what decisions are you having to make? to afford your groceries, afford your medicine, afford your rent, afford this, that. I mean,
what about water bills? What about electric bills?
We saw back to school prices skyrocketing this year. We've seen all of these, and just as a breaking news here, gas is still not $1.99. So
it's not. I gassed up this morning.
Yeah. So my question to you is also not just are you seeing higher prices, but are you having to make tough choices on what you can afford versus what you need to pay for? Those are the realities, and we've got a bunch of politicians out there who are talking about affordability, and I just want to know how are you going to do that, because you can't walk up to Nestle and say, lower your prices.
Yeah.
We're at where we're at now.
Nestle's going to laugh. This actually came up on the Fox network. Laura Ingraham.
Oh, boy.
Who makes millions of dollars a year.
She's fine.
Was talking about prices with a guest. Let's play that clip from Laura Ingraham on Fox, please, Calvin.
Okay, so the halting of the cattle trade with Mexico, and a lot of Americans don't know that we get so much of our beef from Mexico, but we do. Mm-hmm. So it's drastically reduced compared to the first half of 2024. So we've bought 63% less live animals from our southern neighbor.
That's right.
So is there a concern that our costs are going to continue to go up because affordability is a big issue? Mm. For American consumers. I was just at the grocery store this morning. Yes, I go to the grocery store. Thank you very much. And there were two steaks.
Yeah.
It was $33 for two steaks at the grocery store. And these weren't fancy steaks. They were just, maybe they were little filet mignons. I don't know, but they were little. Yeah. $32.
So here's the thing. We talked about eggs months ago when the price of eggs were so high. The challenge, I'll say, with our cattle and our beef industry is that it takes 2 years from calf to slaughter. But Laura, here's the, I don't know if it's the silver lining, but the long-term vision, just like our manufacturing that we have offshored for years that you've been such a leader on, we've also offshored our food, our beef cattle, our citrus. So much of this we're now importing from other countries like Mexico. This is a massive flag for our country. If we can't feed ourselves, this is a national security issue that has to be solved.
So what I'm hearing from that is maybe our government needs to give a rip about our farmers and help them. I understand affordability, and I understand that's the point of this conversation. But what she just said and what I heard was that if we are relying on other countries for these things, for food, which we can grow here, we can grow food here.
Some.
But we do beef.
We do corn. Beef.
Yep. We do these. So what fixes in the United States can we implement? How do we help farmers maybe change if they can, grow, do more, incentivize? I just see possibilities, Jane.
Well, I guess the thing I pulled out of that was the 2 years.
Yeah.
Again, Donald Trump said he would lower prices on day one.
Yes, of course. Of course he said.
We're almost 10 months into this administration. Mm-hmm. Prices aren't doing nothing but rising. And so apparently we just have to wait. We were told by Elon.
2 years of pain.
2 years of pain.
2 years of
just,
pain.
Just 2 years of pain. And the other thing, one of the reasons why we have imports is because people want to eat tomatoes in January.
Yeah. Yes.
So we buy them from places that can grow them in January.
I would just like to hear that. I would like to play that. Darren Von Ruden will be here next week. I'd love to play that last bit for him and say, all right, you want to put the same blueprint that you're doing for manufacturing. Bring it back to America. Okay. How do we do that? Of course, there are things that can't be done. I understand that completely. But if you want to have more food growth, more availability here in this country, then you have to do the hard work and make programs that make it easier, incentivize tax credits for them to do this. Instead, what you're doing to these farmers is just making it harder. And then guess what happens? The prices go up.
Carol from Waukesha texting in. Yes, prices are up across the board. Halloween candy has gone up quite a bit. Oh. Also, coffee. And Mary from Tosa. Yep, food bills are rising. I'm seeing also some health supplements that I ordered online are increasingly out of stock. Unusual and concerning. Thanks, Mary. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the discussion. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Real News. Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr. A small conversation can make a big difference. Asking someone if they're okay is important. And during this Suicide Prevention Month, check in. And remember, 988 is always open. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're talking grocery prices. An article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about grocery prices are rising in the Midwest. For example, cereal and bakery products up 1% from July, 1.3% from August. Looks like the biggest increase, meat, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 1.5% from July, 6.1% from August of last year. Fruits and veggies are up. Non-alcoholic beverage prices, alcohol is up.
Oh, I mean, I think I told you this. I'll stop by the grocery store and pick up a six-pack for the house. A six-pack of beer, not a cans, I mean, not bottles, not a major import or a special
expensive
beer.
Yeah.
This is just a regular beer. And it was a six-pack, and it cost me $14.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know people will say, oh, buy Pabst or buy Blue Ribbon or buy High Life. It's like, no, we're buying this beer because we want this beer. And it was $14 for a can six-pack.
That seems high.
Do you know why, Jane? The price of aluminum has gone up.
That's right, because of
tariffs.
There you go.
I couldn't say the word.
The key word.
It's comedy. It's all about
timing. There you go.
So
what are you seeing when you go out to the grocery store? 855-752-4842. Roger on the live stream says, I had sticker shock when I saw roast beef from the deli was $14.99 a pound. And Tony, also on the live stream, it is crazy, the price of beer now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you seeing when you head out to the grocery store? 855-752-4842. It's got to be tough for, especially I think of seniors who are on fixed incomes,
mm-hmm.
who depend on Social Security and that's their only income.
Yeah. I mean,
and meds.
Oh, geez. I mean, it's,
even though they're going to be, he's going to reduce the prices by 1500%. So apparently everything will be free soon.
Again, and not to belabor the topic, but I'm just going to keep doing it now because we don't hear from them. Call up Mega supporters and tell us how this is working. Tell us how this is winning. I don't understand how day one prices can come down, which on a hypothetical level is good for the consumer. Prices come down. Great. I don't think about the next steps after prices come down because I don't know how you do that or what suffers in the long term by just artificially and just summarily reducing prices. But why do we have to have 2 years of pain, Elon's words, and we're taking down prices on day one? Nothing makes sense there.
Doesn't add up.
It feels more like we're in the 2 years of pain.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
Yes. 2 years of, yeah, just 2 years, you guys, and then everything's going to be ducky.
But again, tell us where you're winning. Tell us that, you know, that your prices aren't going down. Do you have a special MAGA membership card? I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I really want to know because we don't hear from the defenders anymore because I don't know what there is left to defend.
The other thing I saw, and we're not going to have time to get into this deeply, but rent prices also aren't coming down.
No!
And that was supposed to be part of this whole great thing in all these mass deportations was going to open up all this housing and it was going to be so much less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening.
No.
I know everyone's shocked.
Remember when Kamala Harris, oh, the days, was running for president and she wanted to put together legislation about price gouging,
mm-hmm.
which would be a way to hold businesses accountable from price gouging, which they have done. Look at Kroger's. Look, Google Kroger's price gouging pandemic. There's your evidence. And people thought she was insane. People thought she was a communist tyrant trying to tell private business what to do. But Donald Trump comes in and says, I'm going to lower prices. Well, how are you going to do that? Because at least with legislation, we can protect the people through consumer legislation that says we'll make sure that the businesses aren't raking us over the coals.
Right.
Donald Trump's is just, I'm going to walk into a room with all these CEOs and tell them to lower their prices and they're going to say yes. It just, my brain swims in nonsensical waters. It's like trying to say I want to get a refreshing dip in the Dead Sea. It doesn't work.
I've never thought of that.
Thank you. I just came up with that right now, and I'm using that forever.
Yeah, it's just interesting seeing some of the dancing coming from the administration. Any day soon now, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Rita from La Crosse is on the line. Rita, we got about 90 seconds left. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say, well, I do the grocery shopping, and we are retired, so we are kind of on a fixed income. But all the prices, it's not like they just raise them 10 cents. They raise them like 70 cents.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
what I'm concerned about is my grandchildren, after they're done paying with all their college tuition, which I don't think they're going to ever be able to pay for. How can they get a home? A starter mm-hmm. home is $200,000.
Yeah, yep. More.
Maybe even more.
Even yep. more.
I mean, this is, yeah.
And
this is really, I'm sorry.
No, no, Rita. No,
nothing to be sorry for, nothing. Rita. We hear you and we feel you.
And honestly, like all those things are the normal, those are the normal steps of life. Buying a house, getting the growth. God forbid a one trip to the hospital comes into anyone's life. That's where we live in this world now. It's like you have to walk on such eggshells on just trying to live your life like a normal, productive American. You throw a hospital visit in there and you're done.
You break your elbow. I read an article about a woman. Thank you, Rita. I really appreciate you checking in. I read an article yesterday about a woman who fell and broke her elbow.
Mm-hmm.
$90,000.
Yep.
$90,000.
Might as well gotten a master's degree while you're at it.
She's 62. She said, I'm going to pay this off until I'm dead, and then mm-hmm. it still won't be paid off. Mm-hmm. We have news coming up next, and then when we are back, Jim Santel will be here, host of Amicus, the Law Review. So many things to cover. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow. 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director James Comey is charged with making false statements and obstruction of justice in connection with an investigation into 2016 election interference by the Russians. Comey in an online video.
I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote.
Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
It's unclear whether this case will be successful for the Justice Department, particularly since the prior U.S. attorney expressed very clear doubts about the case against Comey.
President Trump signs an order approving a framework to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. The deal will hand control of TikTok's U.S. operations to a new joint venture. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
They are going to retrain the algorithm that is going to be, there's going to be a copy that's made, transferred over into a new American joint venture, and that's going to house the U.S. TikTok operations. That's really important, just the U.S. operations.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not so good at bats where he leaves his own, chases down especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns it.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Imagine you were part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on The Paper. I've seen the pilot of The Paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 540 WAUK Text to Win contest is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight, a light breeze out of the west, and morning lows of the upper 50s. Friday, we'll see a few clouds gathering, otherwise quite a bit of sunshine still. Highs of the mid-70s. Continued warm and dry heading into the weekend. It's 57 at our studios.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins me with new music and fun conversation. And we'll have a special guest fast review of the new film, One Battle After Another.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And just a reminder, it is underway right now. Mm-hmm. Our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold contest. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word BAY, B-A-Y. Text in the word BAY, and you are in the running for our daily prize. Through this week and all of next week, every day we're giving away $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Mm-hmm. And then you're in the running for the grand prize, to club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon. We got a gas card to get you there and back worth $1,550. Bay is the word. You have until 10 o'clock, B-A-Y. Text in the word BAY on the Civic Media app, and you are in the running, part of our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold contest, and good luck. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you in the 11 o'clock hour and 1 o'clock, then Todd Alba, 3 p.m., Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m., and Pete Schwabba wrapping it up in the 7 o'clock hour for our contest. So again, good luck, and enter the word BAY, B-A-Y. He joins us every Thursday at this time to talk all things legalese. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a Law Review, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 across the network. You should listen. It's great.
I like how you introed it in our chat here. You said, which corruption would you like to start with?
Well, honestly,
it's corruption palooza.
It is corruption palooza. Right. And we got to narrow it down because we only have two segments with you, Jim. And there's so much to cover.
And we just call that Thursday in America
now,
right?
It's just another Thursday.
All together, it's Thursday.
Right. We mentioned this very briefly yesterday, but I think this deserves more attention before it completely disappears in the fire hose of news that we live in right now. The Ed Martin prosecution. Ed Martin, good friend of Donald Trump, good friend of Alex Jones.
Yes.
The InfoWars guy who tortured and tormented the families of the Sandy Hook children for years. They were doxxed. They were threatened. They were told their children were still alive. Eventually, and it took forever, Alex Jones was found guilty and required to pay up big time for what he had put these families through. And then this Ed Martin in the Trump administration decides to go after an FBI agent who testified during the trial. It's insane, Jim.
It is insane, and that's being charitable, my friend Shane, right? The insanity just goes on here. You do have at the core of this, once again, as you said, a civil servant. He's a special agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He's one of those who comes upon this horrific event on December 14th, 2012, just said 20 first graders killed, 6 educators killed. We all remember the horror. We still think about the horror of that day. This man investigates, determines what the facts are. And when Alex Jones comes along, this InfoWars nut, and yes, indeed, he is a nut.
Yes.
And says that Sandy Hook never happened. It was a hoax. It was put together, false flags, completely wrong. He defames the families. He, again, everything else happens with respect to them, including this agent. And the agent and the families turn around and they sue for what? Defamation. That's right. You can't say those things, Alex, in the public domain. That's not First Amendment protected. $1.4 billion is the judgment attorney returns. And oh, by the way, so another $49 million judgment in another related lawsuit. Thankfully, the good news here, InfoWars being dismantled these days by virtue of the attempt to collect on that. But along the way, this nut, another nut named Ed Martin, he happens to be inside the Department of Justice. You may recall he was the unsuccessful candidate for U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. Why? Because he had no legal experience, and beyond that was promoting the January 6 rioters. Members of Congress were opposed to him. He gets his job inside the Department of Justice. He's now in this weaponization working group, whatever that is, that our attorney general has put together, and begins to go after. You've got it just right. He begins to go after this special agent, sends him a letter saying you may have violated federal law by virtue of doing what you did in the defamation suit. Especially as a private citizen now, other reasons why that's ridiculous. And here's the only bit, the only smidgen of good news here is that Todd Blanch, as you know, I am not a fan of Todd Blanch at all. Even for Todd Blanch, this is a bridge too far. And he says, wait a minute, that's too much. And so he directs Ed Martin, the head of this weaponization working group, to withdraw the letter, an embarrassing follow-up letter saying,
Never mind.
Oopsie. We're withdrawing this. Go away. In the meantime, however, Alex Jones posts the initial letter on his social media. So we all see it, the allegations there against this legitimate special agent doing his job. And now we've got the deputy attorney general calling down Ed Martin down the hallway there and saying, no, even this behavior is too much for the Department of Justice. It should be a source of, once again, of outrage by everybody. Just as a footnote, another reason for concern. Oh, by the way, Ed Martin, not just the head of this weaponization working group, also supposed to assist in these spurious, completely meritless investigations of people like Letitia James and Adam Schiff. And he's also the pardon attorney. The president appointed the pardon attorney inside the Department of Justice, responsible for the office that used to, anyway, review pardon applications before presidents act on them. It is the world turned upside down, my friends. And yes, underreported, with due respect to the media, this is the kind of thing that shows you, I will call it that, the rot inside the Department of Justice, the corruption, and the placement in positions of great responsibility of people who have no business being there, and they're representing you and me and us.
I just want to reiterate, Ed Martin could not get confirmed by Republicans. So Donald Trump put him in an acting role. That's how he gets around this when people can't get confirmed by the elected officials who are supposed to do this. When they can't get confirmed, then he makes them acting and slips them in there. And the other thing that blows my mind about this, Jim, is that if Alex Jones had not been so arrogant and posted he posted a picture with Ed Martin like 2 weeks ago and then posted that letter, this probably would never have come out if Alex Jones hadn't done that.
Absolutely. And again, not helping out the Department of Justice that, number one, understated, has egg on its face. Again, that's wildly understated. This is abuse of your position. This is, again, small thanks to the Deputy Attorney General for bringing this to a conclusion. But along the way now, once again, this special agent and presumably others defamed with a small D in the public domain because of the publication of this letter. There's an allegation, it's been withdrawn, but still an allegation by the Department of Justice that you may have committed a federal crime. Federal prosecutors never, ever, ever, with the exception of things in the great public domain, announce investigations, the possibility of prosecuting, because you don't want to taint the process. You don't want to impugn the integrity of people who may, in fact, in the end, be completely blameless for anything like this special agent. Here we went roughshod over that as well. Ed Martin needs to be shown the door at the Department of Justice. Tell him to go back home, wherever that may be, and let's never see him again, along with, maybe he gets a job with Alex Jones dismantling InfoWars. Get both of them out of our public domain. get rid of these people.
But is that ever going to... Alex Jones still hasn't paid out a penny to these families.
He is not. And they're doing enforcement. And again, my sense is that they are dismantling. They are dismantling InfoWars, but it takes a long period of time. And in the meantime, you would think that there might be some level of humility inside Alex Jones, who says, I've got nearly $2 billion and I'm being financially destroyed. But nope, we're out in the public domain. Once again, Mr. President, Attorney General, send these people outside the Department of Justice. Go do something in another part of the world. But let's never hear from you again.
But this goes back to Project 2025.
It does.
Gutting the government out of everyone who is not a loyalist to Donald Trump. Not the Constitution. Not the United States. We said this for months. We are now, our government is now filled with your least qualified cousin.
We are.
Because their number one qualification is they adore Donald Trump. That's the only qualification they need.
I was going to say both those things. I'm good.
Sorry.
Right. Exactly. It's throughout government. And you think about, again, the old days, again, when we truly had two parties in this country, as opposed to whatever the Republican Party stands for today, there are legitimate, competent conservative Republicans who can take these positions, right? You may not agree with them on policy. I may not. You may not. Others may not. Or we may agree with them. But they're legitimate. They're in the mainstream. They advance reasonable, if not agreeable, positions, if you will. That's what the debate's always been about. Those people are still out there, somewhere among the 343 million people in America. And the notion that we've got to have all these folks, again, I'm convinced that there are nine human beings. The fact that this fellow is the pardon attorney, you know, that we've got the Secretary of State is also the head of the National Archives and the library, all these things. We can't find anybody, anybody qualified. And so we keep adding more things to their task list and along the way corrupting the very operation of government.
Well, this goes back to Jared Kushner in the first term. Jared Kushner was in charge of like so many things that it was laughable, like peace in the Middle East and repairing the economy, like just, you know, two small things. And we talked about this earlier, Jim, and you have direct federal experience. You have to be able to find some people out there who are smart enough to do this job, who are also going to be loyal to Trump, who could do this, because when you surround yourself with morons, which these people are morons, there's no getting around it, you're going to always be stumbling and you're always going to be coming up with nothing. You're going to be coming up with these instead of coming at us with facts, they're coming at us with rhetoric. And that is what satiates the news, because they get their hit, they get their post, they get the clicks. But really, it just embarrasses Trump more and more because he's hiring incompetents to do these high level positions. And it just doesn't make sense that they wouldn't just widen the net a little to find smarter people around the country.
Right, exactly. And probably the reason why that's not happening, imagine if you were called upon, suppose any of us is in that category of competent, reasonable conservatives who might even be willing to say, you know what, I voted for Donald Trump, I support whatever that means in some broad sense what the president is trying to do. Would you want to become a part of this administration right now, where you're not only surrounded by people like the Dan Bongino's across the street at the FBI, who advance all these other crazy theories about Epstein and QAnon? Would you want to be a part of an administration where one day the president is going to call upon you to do something that you know is illegal? Is going to ask you, for example, as he's done with the U.S. attorneys in Virginia, Eastern Virginia, I want you to file lawsuits. I want you to prosecute people even though there is no evidence. And when you don't do that, what happens to that U.S. attorney 3 or 4 days ago? They're gone.
And that's what we're going to...
Who wants to become... Right?
That's what we're going to talk about next. The Letitia James case. She, of course, is the attorney general in New York State. Trump's been wanting to go after her for a long time. Couldn't get what he wanted, so he fired the guy. And his replacement is a doozy. All the details coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. On the vast, statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world, even in Minnesota, on the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 540 WAUK. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota. Download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Sponsored in part by attorney Michelle Fitzgerald at Horizons Law Group. Getting divorced or need divorce coaching? See horizonslaw.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes. 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man. Yeah.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You have about 7 minutes left to grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word BAY, B-A-Y. BAY is the word. You want to text in right now to get you into our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest up for grabs this every day of the contest. $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then you're in the running for those really good indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to and from the game worth $1,550. The word you have until 10 o'clock is BAY, B-A-Y. Good luck. Tom Hartman will have another word for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, Saturdays 9 to 11 across the network, is our guest. He joins us every Thursday to talk all things legal. Let's talk about the Letitia James case. Letitia James is the attorney general in New York that Donald Trump has long wanted to go after because she doesn't, you know, she went after him. And right.
Successfully, by the way, proved fraud, even though the appeals court addressed the amount of the judgment. The finding of civil fraud remains in New York. Just like, for what it's worth, just as an aside, the 34 counts of felony convictions in another court in New York, my president is still a convicted felon, yep. Lest we forget that.
Important to remember. But so he had a U.S. attorney working on this case for months and months and months. He worked on this for about 8 months, I believe, 7-8 months, and did not find enough to bring charges against Letitia James, Eric Siebert. Mm-hmm. So he resigned. Donald Trump says he fired him, he resigned, and now they have put in a young person who has no she has never prosecuted a case. Yeah. Never.
Even though the president of the United States of America, in lie what number 34,000 in his presidential career, describes her as a tough prosecutor. A tough prosecutor of what? Well, she has handled some insurance matters back in Florida. A legitimate thing to do. No suggestion that's inappropriate. But no qualification for this job of being the chief federal law enforcement officer in the Eastern District of Virginia, right across the Potomac, right across from Washington, D.C. Huge numbers of very important cases, national security, other things, by virtue of the fact that you're just adjacent to the nation's capital. She comes in, and now here's my question to your listeners, and certainly I know you're scratching your head about it as well. Eric Siebert, by the way, not exactly a liberal Democrat. He's friends with Emile Beauvais. He has got support inside the Department of Justice. This is a mainstream, again, probably balanced prosecutor, but he's got ties to the Republican Party. We're not getting rid of some Democrat here. Now we have Ms. Halligan and Lindsey Halligan. And so she now gets the same files that Eric Siebert, who was a prosecutor for many years, looked at and said, there's no there. There's nothing in this file.
Nice try.
What do you now do, Ms. Halligan? Tell me, please tell me, you're not going to go to the grand jury and attempt to indict Letitia James and others on charges that do not exist based upon information that's not there? What do you do now? And when you fail to do that because you can't, what is your fate? What is your fate? It goes back to this notion of when you're doing the bidding of the president and there's no bidding to do there, you're putting your own self on the line. She not only has an oath of office to the United States of America, the Constitution, but she's also an attorney. And we've seen what has happened with attorneys in the past.
Yes.
Who have failed to follow their oath of office. I think she is in harm's way, and it'll be interesting to see what the attorneys in that office, the civil servants, when she shows up there and they show her this file that says nothing about anybody here to prosecute, what then does she tell the president of the United States of America?
I think what we've seen from many of these individuals is when they have nothing, they stand up in front of a microphone, they start yelling at the media, telling us it's their fault, telling it's the Democrats' fault. I'm sorry, telling us it's Democrat Party fault, and making all sorts of claims while trying to buy more time until inevitably she has to leave. There are no consequences for her failures other than she will be fired or quit or whatever. I mean, it really is just becoming a revolving door of individuals coming in to do these jobs. They can't do them. They move on, and maybe they capitalize on it because there's someone out there who wants to hire someone who worked for Donald Trump. I don't see her getting in trouble because no one gets in trouble.
No, right?
No, there's no consequences anymore.
Exactly, Greg. And also underscores this other issue that three of us have talked about at great length, which is the complete destruction of the wall that used to exist between the White House and the Department of Justice. This was the reason we had the Watergate reforms back in 1974 and 75. Presidents, both parties, including the Bushes and Ronald Reagan and certainly the Democrats, have followed this. Now we are simply accepting every morning when the president wakes up and says, as he has, Attorney General or U.S. Attorney, I want these people prosecuted. It is completely contrary to the rule of law. It's contrary to the constitutional separation of powers that we have with respect to who makes decisions about prosecution. And it's another reason for America to look at the Department of Justice as the vacant agency that has now become. U.S. attorneys are a part of the Department of Justice, to make that clear. These are not separate entities. The FBI is a part of the Department of Justice. We see what's going on.
Listen to Jim Santel Saturdays 9 to 11, Amicus, a law review across the network. It is fantastic. Thank you so very much for your time, my friend. We will see you next Thursday. Appreciate
it. It's a pleasure, my friends.
We got news coming up next. And then on the other side, Representative Mark Pocan will be joining us.
He never has anything to say.
We'll talk to Paul Noonan about all things sports, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former FBI Director James Comey is indicted on two counts, marking an escalation in President Trump's efforts to target his political opponents. In an online response, Comey, who's charged with obstruction of justice and making false statements in congressional testimony 5 years ago, insists,
"I'm innocent, so let's have a trial and keep the faith."
CBS's Scott McFarland says Comey's indictment is highly unusual.
Once you break a norm, once you shatter a standard, which appears to have happened here, it does become much easier to shatter it again, according to multiple former Department of Justice officials who've reached out to me, all of whom say this is a significant case, no matter what the disposition.
CBS News has confirmed that Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has launched an FDA review of mifepristone. Dr. Celine Gounder is a CBS News medical contributor.
So why is HHS scrutinizing